So it seems you have just received the new memo on the administrative changes to be made in your department. It happens. People make plans and they are put into action. Every now and then, one of those plans takes off like a rocket, and that can only lead to the upward movement of its originator. In this case, it is that same upward movement that has put your new boss, also known as the walking cocktease, in her seat where she belongs, over you. If you weren't known for having clothed female, naked male fantasies before, that has certainly changed. The new head diva in charge seems very self-aware and knows exactly how to dress in order to gain attention. Some days it's pantyhose that cover those sexy, shapely, powerful legs, and other days they go bare. That certainly doesn't stop you from staring during those boring meetings. How does she get them to have that naturally soft sheen anyway? She wears just the right amount of perfume, and it's certainly not cheap. Hair is always primped and coiffed elegantly, not a strand out of place. Given all of this attention to detail, it's a wonder how she managed to set her sights on you. It's being whispered all over the office that you've been noticed. She's just making you sweat it out, waiting for the right moment to strike. And soon enough, you get a phone call inviting you up to the office. You enter and find her there with heels off, feet kicked up and onto the desk. Casually leaning back, she pushes a button on the desk, locking the door. She then opens with a statement about your track record, your loyalty to the company as a whole, and the diligence and persistence you've shown when it comes to completing a project. She asks if you like your job and how you feel about the prospect of keeping it. You are straightforward with your responses to her, swallowing hard only when she asks you to undress. Before long, you are standing there, naked, exposed, embarrassed, and excited. At this point, your mind is reeling. You should feel the wrongness in this situation, and yet, somehow, you can't seem to bring yourself to think that way. Somehow, the way she has utilized her position to render you powerless has you aching in all the right places. In a bizarre and twisted way, you are trapped and yet have tapped into a kind of sexual freedom. She has explained she wants nothing from you but her lunch, which is still waiting to be plated and placed before her. This will be your new daily duty, and given the fact that you enjoy earning a paycheck, as well as her level of attractiveness, you find it in your best interest to comply. After all, the act of serving naked has enticed you, as evidenced by the sudden appearance of your stiff dick. "It's just lunch today," she says with a wicked smirk. "But tomorrow is so full of promises." My, my, how shall such a tale be finished? Well, you'll just have to call to find out. I promise you'll just love the ending. This is Empress Alexis of SensualPhoneMistress.com, and this is your invitation to finish the story with me by calling 800-601-6975.